We're talking with Philip Oswald, who's an attorney who, on behalf of some of the residents of Saratoga Heights, near the Norlite garbage and Norlite incinerator, hazardous waste incinerator, has filed a notice of intent to sue EPA, Norlite, DEC, and the parent company, Trader-Bee. Mr. Oswald, what has prompted this notice of intention to file a suit?
Well, I've been in contact with several residents at Saratoga sites who are obviously very concerned about what's going on there, which I think they first discovered once the lawsuit was started by Sierra Club out in California, and then there was some testing done that kind of confirmed their suspicions. So we've been looking at ways that we can help them basically make sure that they have a safe place to live and to prevent any future contamination.
Now, at this point, the local community, City of Cohoes, has declared a moratorium, at least for a year, on the burning of AFFF, a toxic firefighting foam, is legislation pending on the governor's desk. That if he signs, which is not clear, would also ban this incineration. Isn't the moratorium sufficient, or what else are you trying to hope to get out of the litigation?
Well, you know, there has been some testing that has documented some contamination that has occurred. So we want that cleaned up again to make sure our people have a safe place to live. And we also want to make sure that it doesn't continue in the future. The moratorium certainly is a great first step. However, it does expire in a year. We don't know if the state legislation is going to be signed into law. I certainly hope that it does, and I would urge that it is signed. And hopefully that will take care of a lot of this with respect to the AFFF. But none of that, the legislation at least, has not yet been signed. So it's still a problem that can occur in the future. And in fact, the DEC has said that they are going to do some testing to try and develop some protocols so they apparently can do it there at the future, incinerate AFFF at Norlite. So it's certainly a concern for the folks living at Saratoga sites and then the larger community of Cohoes and Troy that this material is going to be continue to be, or there's a possibility that it will continue to be incinerated in the future.
So what are some of the, I guess, health concerns that residents are concerned about with the burning of AFFF?
Well, you know, basically, as my letter, which was sent out today, states, there's been some research that has linked some serious health conditions to PFAS exposure. PFAS is in AFFF. So primarily, you know, they're worried about those conditions resulting from the AFFF burning, at least. And a lot of these conditions can, of course, develop in the future, even though symptoms might not be manifesting yet.
You know, the Norlite incinerator has been operating for quite a few years. And, you know, residents over time have complained about other, you know, air and odor emission issues. Is this litigation only going to be looking at AFFF, or at some point may you expand it to look at some of the broader hazardous waste materials that are being burnt at this particular facility?
Well, I can't go into too much detail on that. I will say that we are investigating other hazardous waste incineration activities there other than AFFF. Right now, the letter that I sent out this morning, the litigation that would follow upon that letter would be limited to AFFF, pending, you know, what further we might find in an investigation. But right now, it's limited to AFFF.
So, what at this point, what is the litigation hoping to accomplish? Are you looking just to make sure that this moratorium, in fact, you know, becomes permanent? Are you looking for damages, health studies of people who have been, you know, exposed to this? Or, you know, what are some of the remedies you're going to be seeking?
Well, two things again. One, we want an injunction prohibiting them from doing it in the future. And two, we want them to clean up what contamination we know to have occurred thus far.
So what's the, now I assume this is a, and perhaps incorrect, but I was assuming this is a lawsuit filed in state court. What's the process that now that you filed this notice of intent to sue, what happens, you know, in terms of timeline from here on out?
Well, the lawsuit would actually be filed in federal court. The letter, we have to wait 90 days after the letter was sent. The purpose of that 90-day waiting period is to give either the DEC or the EPA the opportunity to step in and bring an enforcement action themselves. But we have to wait 90 days. At the expiration of those 90 days, if the EPA or the DEC has not taken action, then we can commence our lawsuit.
You mentioned earlier that Sierra Club and Earth Justice had brought litigation about this and other facilities. Understand that maybe mooted out about the Norlife facility because they are now canceled the Department of Defense contract and yeah, the moratorium locally. But does this in any way dovetail or relate to the litigation that Sierra Club and Earth Justice have also filed?
Well, I think that litigation kind of brought a lot to light. Obviously it was very concerning, I think, for everyone to find out that one of the facilities where that contract would be carried out was right here in the Capital Region. But, you know, I think that this lawsuit is separate from that. We're seeking a separate, different kind of relief. It's a much more localized lawsuit seeking to protect the safety, health, and welfare of the citizens here. You know, I have heard that the contract was canceled. I first heard that a couple of weeks ago, probably. But, you know, I have yet to see any type of document from the DLA or Tradebe confirming that. But, you know, it seems to me that while the contract was canceled, it is still possible, and actually I would say likely, that at some point in the future there could be a new contract. They still have a lot of this material that they need to get rid of, and you know, it seems like they have been dead set on incinerating it at Norlite, among other facilities. So I think that the cancellation of the contract certainly is a positive step, but I don't think that it is enough to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
So are you hoping that other, you know, residents of the Saratoga sites may decide to join the lawsuit now that they know that you and some of the neighbors have joined the lawsuit, or are you pretty much set in terms of the number of plaintiffs you have at this point?
Well, so the lawsuit's being brought on behalf of an organization representing the community at Saratoga Sites. It's primarily consisted of Saratoga Sites residents. The more who want to join in, the better I feel. But I think we are trying to bring this lawsuit to make sure everybody who lives there has a safe place to live, has a safe place for their kids to play, regardless of whether you want to sign on or not. But we certainly welcome the more people who want to participate.
So we've been talking with Philip Oswald, who's representing residents at Saratoga Heights and across the street from Norlife, intend to file a suit over the burning of AFFF. If people want to follow this litigation, how best should they do that at this point?
Anything that happens in actual litigation, if and when that is commenced, will be a matter of public record on the federal court system. It's called the PACER system, which does have public access. So you are able to access litigation documents that are filed in court. Those are public records. But again, that will not happen for at least 90 days from today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Philip Oswald. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.